And as we mentioned earlier in the show, Cambridge Analytica, the data firm at the centre of Facebook's privacy scandal, is shutting down effective immediately and it's starting bankruptcy proceedings. The company says it's been vilified for actions it claims are legal and widely accepted as part of online advertising. Connie Aegis reports.
Cambridge Analytica made headlines for improperly obtaining personal information of millions of people on behalf of political clients. Now they're shutting down and filing for bankruptcy. Professor Nigel Fair from UNSW Cyber isn't surprised.
They've been under a lot of heat in the last, let's call it a couple of months, and they're damaged goods now and no one will be using them.
Up to 87 million Facebook users were harvested by applications, with 53 Australians directly caught up in the scandal, not to mention many more of their friends who inadvertently were affected. Cambridge Analytica say it's been vilified and claim their actions are legal and widely accepted as part of online advertising.
It's part of online advertising, but it's definitely not widely accepted. I think a lot of the issue here is exactly what they've done with the data without the consent or the knowing consent of the users. And that's really the nub of this matter, is people haven't been informed about what their data was used for.
There are many other data mining companies that do the same work as Cambridge Analytica.
I think there's quite a few other data analytic companies out there that are doing exactly the same thing. They just haven't had the public exposure that Cambridge Analytica have in this instance. So they might be sitting back and a little bit quiet and not doing so much work at the moment.
Facebook say the announcement will not stop their investigation into the matter. They want to understand what happened and make sure it doesn't happen again.
Connie Aegis reporting there. You're listening to AM and it's 13 minutes past 8.